the IRS threaten to shut down your business, freeze your bank accounts, take your home, your cars, or garnish your wages, you may qualify for special programs to stop this process. Get fast IRS tax relief. The industry experts with negotiating with the IRS, with an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call today and the IRS will be contacted the same day, putting a stop to bank levies and wage garnishments. Call the Fast IRS Tax Relief Hotline at 800-294-8182. 800-294-8182. That's 800-294-8182.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too. Until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-400-1942. That's 1-800-400-1942. 1-800-400-1942.
You need someone you can trust when it comes to buying jewelry? Well, I've got them. Jimmy and Mike Lordo from Lordo's Diamonds. They've been doing this a long time. Don't go to a big box store. Don't go online. And please don't buy your jewelry from somebody who buys in bulk. Classy, elegant, traditional. Lordo's Diamonds in the heart of Ladue. Do you know where Truffles is? Right in that shopping center. Lordo's Diamonds in the heart of Ladue. For all of your jewelry, Lordo Diamonds.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
All right. Now is your chance to talk to a guy who understands the whole ones and zeros and what algorithms are and all this stuff I don't have a clue about. Probably, even though he's not an Apple guy, and help you through your issues with your iPhone or your iPad or your whatever. Just maybe your eyes. Maybe your eyes are going bad. I wonder if a little kid, you know, when we were kids, and Jose, remember that they used to say, don't sit close to the TV. You sit too close to the TV, it hurts your eyes. And then we'd find out, not wrong. Kids now, even Archie's age, they got the iPhone right in front of them. All the time. It's a great babysitter. But I'm still thinking, like, old school, oh, man, it's going to ruin his eyes. Maybe not. Here's your chance. Jose's going to have a little monologue, and then you, I'll give you the numbers where you can call him and ask him your high-tech questions. You need to know that he's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. For more, windowworldst.com. You can call Jose from almost any cell phone at *KTRS, which is *5877. Other phones, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Give it up for Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Hello, Jose.
Hey. Hello, Frank.
All right, I told you off the air I had a question for you, and here it is. Is there not an app, and maybe Peon will know, because I sure thought there was one, where you could take a picture of something and your phone would identify it? Like, I wonder what that is. Maybe it's a product in the store. Maybe it's a building.
Google Picture Search will do some of that.
Google Picture Search.
Mm-hmm. If you drop a photo into your Google search bar.
But is there one for product? Let's say somebody has one of those roving vacuum cleaners. What do they call the
Roomba?
Roomba. But you can't remember the name of it. I thought there was an app where you could take a picture of it, and it would say, this is a Roomba.
It's a good question. If not, I'm sure they're coding one as we speak.
Well, it would be great to have, because I can't tell you how many times I've used Shazam. Shazam, we were at the lake a couple of weeks ago, and we went to see a place by water, grab a sandwich, and there was a song playing at the resort. Even with the noise of the people and the kids in the pool, it grabbed it out of the air and said, it's Sheryl Crow, We Ought to Be Drinking.
Have you watched the game show?
Downloaded it. What?
The game show, Shazam. Are You Faster Than Shazam?
No.
Jamie Foxx has a game show. I think it's on
Really? It's just like I can name that song and name that tune.
Right. Sort of. Well, they start the song and they fire up Shazam, and whether you get it or Shazam gets it quicker.
Well, you better be quick, because my experience with Shazam is about 5 seconds.
Yeah, Shazam is very good.
And it'll tell you. So if you don't know what we're talking
about. CamFind. I found one.
Yes. That's it. CamFind.
Visual search and image recognition API.
You take a picture, and you're basically saying to your phone, what is this? And it'll come back with the description, in most cases, not with everything.
Google Lens, that's another one. So there are a couple.
Okay, good. And now, here's Jose Hernandez.
You're talking about television as children. Do you remember, you had brothers and sisters? You remember having to sit? The reason I talked about don't sit too close is because if you wanted your channel to stay, you had to sit in front of it with your hand on the switch.
Closest to the dial.
Keep anybody changing it.
Until they came up with it. You remember the first television remote?
It had a cord.
It had a wire. Yeah,
right. It was a push button, and it just ratcheted.
Yes,
counter or clockwise.
And it was connected with a wire, like peons did. Then they went wireless, but it still turned. You can watch the dial turn. Yeah.
The FAA lost a lawsuit that said that they couldn't make people who bought drones for non-commercial use register their drones with them anymore. Last year, those of you that sent them money. The FAA is not going to be required to return your money. So when you register for the $5, you can go on their website and fill out the page, and they will send you, I presume, a check. Although, knowing our government, it'll be a voucher for your tax return.
Yeah.
Facebook, there is a hoax running around currently called the Jaden K. Smith hoax, and it's It's not Will Smith's son.
I got one of those the other
Jaden
day.
Jaden supposedly is the ultimate in hackers. And if you or any of your friends accept a friend request from Jaden, he will be able to log in and take over your account. No. It can't happen. Stop. The problem is, it tells you that the only way to get away from this is to notify all your friends. So the virus, the bad part of this is traffic is up phenomenally because everyone is sending it to everyone else.
Yeah,
they just wanted you to know.
Yeah, they sent it to me yesterday. Well, they messaged it to me yesterday.
Right, in Messenger.
Thanks to this segment, I was aware of something when I got a call last week that I wouldn't have been otherwise, and it said, "Can you hear me? Okay."
They want you to say yes.
And I, the first time I got it, I had forgotten what we talked about, and I said yes. But when I got it again, I got it two more times. It's real clear, and the person sounds legit. Hi, how are you? And you go, fine. Who's this? They go, well, can you hear me okay? They want you to say yes, and tell them quickly why again. They want you to say
because it's authorized. They're taking your voice print to authorize something that they want to send to you or start billing you for.
And they take it out of context. They go, well, here we have his voice. Here,
right.
We said, would you like for us to send you this? Here's what he said. Yes. No, you answered yes to another question. So best advice, just hang up.
Correct.
All right, what else?
Tomorrow, Amazon Prime Day. Are you familiar with Amazon Prime Day?
I heard a little bit about it. It's like Black Friday or something.
It is like Black Friday. It started July 15th of 2015 to celebrate the anniversary of Amazon becoming a retail giant. It's 30 hours this year. It actually starts about 6 p.m., I think, Eastern time today.
And it gives, I guess, everybody
there's hundreds of thousands of deals on it. There are some that go with the full 30. They have what they call flash deals, which are every 5 minutes they're going to release another deal.
This is brilliant. Because look at the people that push each other down at Thursday when they open for the thing.
Or Cyber Monday.
Can you imagine how many shopping nuts are going to go for this?
These are pretty good deals. You can get... There are folks who are getting free Prime, and what happens is Google or Amazon will let you sign up for 30 days for free. So if you were of a ilk, you could go out and sign up today, get your free Prime membership for the next 30 days, participate in the sale, and then cancel.
The sale is only for Prime, right?
Right, only for Prime.
Yeah, wow.
But with your Prime membership, you get 2 days delivery on millions of items. They've got thousands of movies and TV shows on Prime Video. You've got the massive archive of books, magazines, and comics in Prime Reading. They get 2 million songs in their ad-free streaming called Prime Music. So it's a pretty good deal. Prime is $99 a year or $10 a month.
Okay.
And then I have one trivia question.
All right.
As of February 2015, how many websites are on the Internet?
Oh, my goodness.
1 billion, 5 billion, 10 billion, or 25 billion?
What are the choices? 1, 5?
1, 5, 10, or 25.
Whoa.
I'll go 10 billion.
I would go 10.
Dan, 10?
25.
25. Correct answer is 5 billion.
Whoa.
As of February 2017, the searchable surface internet is 4.66 billion web pages. And the way they calculated it is there's an organization called WorldWideWebsites.com. They search a specific set of 50 words within Google and Bing, and they calculate how many times any particular website contains those words. So, for instance, the word "the" is contained in 67.61% of all documents on all the websites.
How do you even have a document without the word "the"?
I don't know, but apparently there's 32% of them that don't have it, and they use that to calculate out. So, 4.66 billion for those of you headed to the bar tonight to win some money.
Yeah.
And someone just called and said Amazon Prime starts at 9 p.m.
our time.
Yeah. No. Well, no, 9 p.m. Eastern, and then I guess
8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain, 6 p.m. Pacific.
Yeah.
All right. Those are calls.
Please.
Here we go. Let's start with Ben. Ben, say hello to Jose Hernandez.
Hello, Jose. I am AM in the PM.
Thank you, Ben.
Okay, I am running a very sturdy yet very ancient MacBook with software 10.7. And I am wondering if they offer retroactive downloads for things like GarageBand and stuff like that. And if so, where?
I don't know. They may offer it, but usually in the Mac environment, they don't necessarily want you going backward.
Right. Well, that sucks.
So, unfortunately, yeah, you might be able, if you go to, like, Craigslist, you might be able to find somebody who's got a copy, an older copy they aren't using anymore.
Okay. Very good.
All right.
All right. That's
Ben,
all.
Thank you. Thanks
thank
for
you.
Listening. We
sorry
appreciate
about
it. And now it is Mark's turn. Mark, say hi to Jose Hernandez.
Hello, how are you doing today?
Good, Mark, how are you?
Good, I'm in the PM.
Thank you.
So I went to a wedding over the weekend, and with my iPhone 7, I recorded the entire ceremony because I was just sitting almost in the front row. And then the bride calls me today and says, do you have that video? Because the guy that was filming it, his audio did not work. So what is the best way to get that video off of my phone and transmit it or whatever? It's too long to email or text, of course. So how do I do that the best way?
Is it in your cloud, your backup?
Yes, it is. Yep.
Can you authorize her to access your cloud?
Yes. Can they download it or save it from that point?
I believe
they can.
Something
else with it? Okay. Yeah,
the other one I've used before for large files is a website. It's a public FTP server called filemail.com.
Okay.
And you would access it from a website. Safari from your phone or your Mac at home. Attach the file, and what it does is it uploads the file into a cloud. And then sends a web link to whoever you want it sent to. They can click on that link and then download it.
What was the name of that one, please?
FileMail, MAIL.com.
Okay. All right, I'll check that out. Thank you very much.
Good luck, Mark.
Thank you, Mark. Mark reminded me of another question. How can I send a YouTube video to somebody? Because I hate this when you go and it says share, and you click on it, and it goes Facebook, Google, everything except text message, or I don't have that.
You mean the link? Just send them a link to it?
Yeah.
You would just go up to your browser bar.
Cut it and paste it?
Copy
and paste it, yeah.
Okay, and can you send that as a text with that? I guess you could.
You paste it into your text message.
I'll have to play with that a little bit. It's Steve's turn. Steve, say hello to Jose Hernandez.
Hi, Jose. Thanks for your service, and I'm always AM and PM.
What's going on, Steve?
So these calls that you get on your cell phone to do a credit card, is there any way you can block those? I mean, to get rid of them?
Can I take a stab at this? Yes and no.
Oh, yeah.
I blocked them. They just do it. They have a whole bank of numbers. You'll get another one. It'll be from a different number. Because I've done this. I have on the iPhone, you go in and it says block this caller. So I go, okay, no calls from that number. The next day I get two or more of the same thing. They have so many numbers, they just rotate them. You can't get rid of them. And is there a way,
I'd love to send them a virus, yeah.
Yeah.
Steve, is your cell phone number on the no call list?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, mine is too.
Mine is too, and I get them every once in a while. Other than just block individual numbers, you might want to call your service provider and see if they offered a better or different solution.
They even call my work phone. I mean, I can't get rid of these clowns.
No, they're everywhere. And
we get them here too.
And they usually start with, now, first of all, there's nothing wrong with your credit. Right. Nothing wrong with your card. But we have a concern, and we'd like for you to call it. It's always this. Hi, this is Card Services. It's a generic.
I've always asked them if they kiss their mother lately, and they get real upset.
Wow.
We can always just hang up after 5 seconds, but it's still irritating. It is.
Yes, okay. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, there's a nice thing on my phone. I don't know if it's through Android. Or because I have the Google phone, I don't know if it's through Google, but when a number, you know, with the weird error code shows up, the whole screen background is red, and it says suspected spam caller underneath the phone number, so you know. Because I guess, you know, people plug those numbers
in. But have you ever answered a call and you thought, nah, I'm not going to answer, I don't recognize it, and then it's a doctor's reception or some important thing, you go, whew, I'm
well, then
so
they'll
glad
leave a message,
call.
Though. That's the good thing about that is if it's somebody, you know, real.
That's true.
And if you're getting calls from somebody, you have a series of numbers that I've gotten from you. They'll have your name on them. There is no number from you that is just blank.
Okay.
I get a call from Minnesota. I don't know anybody in Minnesota. I just see it. Thanks for coming by.
But there are people here locally who have cell phones with a Minnesota area code on them.
Correct.
Because they moved here and they kept their,
leave a message. I'll load you in the phone and we won't have this trouble anymore.
All right, we'll wrap it up. Where'd he go? We just lost our caller. Oh, shoot. Okay. Well, here's the deal.
Jeffrey's on three.
Okay, he's back. Let's do that. We'll close it out with Jeffrey. Jeffrey, say hi to Jose.
Jose, how are you doing?
Good, Jeffrey. How are you?
Great. I am definitely running around St. Louis trying to get someone to download information off an old floppy disk from 2001, a Super 120 disk. What services are out there that I can get these pictures off this floppy disk?
A 120 disk, is that a jazz drive?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jazz drives were back in the day when we knew we were going to have floppies around forever, and so they started increasing the capacity of them. So he's got 120 megabit floppy drive.
You like Office Max or those places? Do they still have access to drives?
You can find USB floppy drives, but they're the 1.44, 3.5-inch units.
That's what I was saying.
There's probably on Watson Road. There's a company called St. Louis Computing.
St. Louis Computing. I'll jot that down.
Okay. And or one that I used to know a long time ago called A to Z Computer.
Yes, Ed Rich.
Right. Either of those places may have a unit sort of collecting dust on a shelf.
All right. I'll give it a whirl. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Good luck.
And before we get away here, folks, we used to do this more often than we do now. If you have video of your kids and you're a baby boomer, you have to get that stuff transferred. It will not last. I don't care the quality of the VHS tape. It will disintegrate. Am I right?
Yes.
Mylar tape.
Yes.
And you're going to go back one day, and all that stuff from 30 years ago of the kids being born, a first birthday party, gone.
Right.
Gone. I lost two of them. And thank goodness I got all the others transferred, so please transfer it.
The other one is for like Ian with Archie. I recommended to him when Archie was first born, go ahead and get an email account.
For
Archie.
Oh, he did that.
And parents, when the kids get here, get them an email account.
Oh, that's a great idea.
And send them
all the videos.
Videos, notes, photographs, whatever you're thinking is the time. And when they're old enough, then you can go ahead and give them the password to their own email account.
And they go back and look at all
that. Go back and look at all that stuff. The other one, if you're interested, is get them their own website, their own URL.
Wow. Right.
And it's, I don't know, it's what, $8, $9, $10 a year you can get a multi-year.
Worth it. Give them your email address.
tech.questions@ktrs.com.
I give it up for Jose Hernandez, everybody. Thank you,
Jose. Good day, everybody.
We'll be back again next Monday. Do it again and again. It will be made possible by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States of America. intheworldst.louis.com for more. We take a break here, I believe, in new traffic, and check in with John Wandoff. Now we're going to check in with the man who's trying to find the doctor who can stop his neck from hurting, but
yeah,
he's soldiering on through it, Dan Strauss.
Thanks, Frank.
You're welcome.
Here is Tim Weiland to give you a look at traffic.
Okay, Dan, there is an accident on eastbound 5570 just a little bit east of Highway 159. There's lane blockage, and you're backed up west of Highway 157. You've got another accident really jamming things up in North County. Northbound Lindbergh at Charbonneir, you're backed up to Highway 270. The accident on southbound 141 before Highway 21 is all off to the right shoulder, but your jam up goes a little bit south of Graboid Bluffs. You've got some stop-and-go traffic on southbound 270 now from north of Olive through Doherty Ferry, and it's really jamming up now between Highway 44 and Graboid. Also, it looks like you have westbound 44 drivers slowing between Arsenal and Shrewsbury in the lane shift there. This traffic report is brought to you by Mederma. Visibly reduce the appearance of your scars with Mederma, the number one doctor and pharmacist recommended scar care brand. Mederma Advanced Scar Gel, a once-daily use for scars old and new. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Hey, this is John Goodman. Even though I'm away a lot, my heart is still in St. Louis. And when I come back home, I can't wait to listen to McGraw in the Morning on KTRS to get me connected to what's happening in town. And there's nothing like McGraw's brand of serious fun in the morning to start the day.
McGraw in the Morning with Kelly Jackson, weekdays at 6 on KTRS.
Remember when we were kids and there was a family dentist on every corner? Well, that doesn't exist anymore, except in places like Florissant with Bowen Dental Care. You see, Dr. Bowen has rejected selling out to the corporate interests. He still very much believes in family dentistry. That's what you get when you go to Bowen Dental Care, whether it's teeth whitening, cavities, root canals, caps, and yes, of course, dental implants. A lot of people talk about dental implants. With corporate dentistry, you get sent to each different doctor for each different procedure. Well, at Bowen Dental Care, it's a family-run dentistry, and all the work is done by Dr. Bowen right there at his world headquarters on Dunn Road in Florissant. It's not one-size-fits-all, and it's not $25,000. He will sit with you and explain exactly what's going on and how he can custom-fit your dental implants. Bowen Dental Care, family dentistry, 314-921-3500, or B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
Hey, St. Louis, this is A.J. Cochran, center back for St. Louis FC. Join us in a worldwide technology soccer park as we represent our city against some of the best soccer talent in the country.
Make plans now and get your tickets as St. Louis FC will battle the conference rivals, the Charleston Battery, on Saturday, July 15th, and Louisville City FC on Saturday, July 22nd. Be a part of the action and excitement of professional soccer in St. Louis. It's time to pack the house at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park and Toyota Stadium. For more information or to get your tickets, go to StLouisFC.com.
Hi, it's Jennifer Blome with some great news from my friends at Sound Health Services. They have now opened ENT Now. ENT Now is a walk-in clinic at Manchester and 270 in De Pere Square that offers same-day care for ear, nose, or throat conditions. ENT Now. No appointments necessary. Open 7 to 7 Monday to Friday and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Walk in or call 314-729-0077 or online at soundhealthservices.com. ENT Now.
Addiction can affect every family and every neighborhood. That's why there's ARCA. Find out more at ArcaMidwest.com. Whether your family is in the grips of a heroin addiction, maybe it's alcohol, maybe you're a working professional that has an addiction problem. ARCA has outpatient treatment programs as well as short-term and long-term programs to get you back up on your feet. I've seen it work myself. To find out more, 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
Metro Lighting, winners of the prestigious National 2017 Arts Award for Best Showroom, is your hometown source for the latest high-quality lighting at the best price for any budget. Ultimate customer service is their number one goal. They guarantee their prices against competitors and the internet, and they offer a one-year in-home warranty. How can you go wrong? Choose local and choose the best. Choose award-winning Metro Lighting, bringing bright ideas to St. Louis for 50 years. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you. We'll be right back.
What makes a Pella window a Pella window? Testing designs in wind-driven rain while offering distinctive looks. Testing beyond standards with style beyond the ordinary. Pella windows and doors. Perfectly beautiful.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
This weekend, my wife and I were a considerable distance away from Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. We were way down south, and there was a Chevy Cruze in front of us. I said, well, that's a beautiful Cruze. As we got closer, on the back, there it was, Johnny Landoff. We have the man, the legend, Mr. Chevrolet on the phone.
I wasn't on the back of that car.
No, no, your name.
Your plate.
You said that I was on the back of that car.
Oh, boy, here we go.
My license plate frame was on the back of that car.
No, it wasn't just the frame. It was that little thing.
Decal, isn't it?
Yeah, what do you call that? That thing.
The signature, like the...
It proudly shows the world where they got their Chevrolet.
Okay.
I was just getting ready to ram the person. I saw that and I thought, all right, they're okay then. They're okay
they're
with
cool.
me.
Yeah, they're cool.
They're one of us.
How are you? I'm talking about sport.
How are you?
Sport?
I'll try it again.
I just asked Dan. I'm like, Dan, what's, hey, he goes, hey, guy, how you doing?
I said, what's up?
I said, what's up? He goes, well, my shoulder's hurt and my knee's bothering me. I was getting like a medical report of him.
Oh, yeah.
Some people you should never say, hey, how are you?
Oh, because they'll share everything that, yes.
Then it starts. Well.
Yeah. And then you like bite your lip. You're like, why in the heck did I ask how you doing?
Yep.
Not with Dan, though. Other people. Dan.
We're not singling you out, Dan.
No, not at all.
How bad does heat like this affect your business, or does it?
Tell you, we are packed today.
Oh.
We are just, I spent just about 30 minutes back in the shop talking to the guys. And, I mean, they just work so hard. And I feel, first of all, I thank the great people of Landoff Chevrolet service department, parts department, detail shop. They're out in these elements. You know, when they're pulling the car in from outside, and they lift that hood, it's hot.
Yeah.
It's like an oven. They stick their head in there, and you know, we have all so many fans, but it's still hot. But
let's put it this way: the Landoff service department has more fans than this show does. That's a lot of fans.
Well, let me tell you. Let me just correct you again, young Frank.
Yeah.
But there are not a million fans here at Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. Okay.
You
have a million fans. This show has a million fans.
You ever see those things they got for at the zoo and other places?
They're
big fans with a hose.
Yeah. Oh, those are awesome.
And it blows water. Oh, they're tremendous.
Yeah.
I guess you couldn't put those in the service department. It would get the tools wet.
Right.
And stuff.
Did you see the fans that are at the Muni, those great big huge fans? And they're actually called Big Ass Fans.
Yeah, I've seen them.
That's a great name.
Yeah.
I don't know. Can you say that?
We just did it.
Well, that's the name of the company, I think.
Yeah, you can. I just got a quick link of the FCC. Yeah. Sort of and it came back to me just now. You're okay.
As long as ass is in the name of the company,
yes.
You can say it.
Yes. Yeah. You can't say, like, hey, kiss my... You can say,
you can't do that.
Which kiss my big company. But you can't, you can't say the word. So I'm glad business is good. I'm glad the heat is not scaring people away. It ought to be bringing the people in who... It's funny how different cars, the level of how cool the air conditioner... I've been in cars where max recirculate, and it just barely cool. I've been in other cars where, whoo, even a day like today, it frees you out. Air conditioning has come a long way. I remember as a kid, if you had air conditioning and it was a day like today, your car was going to overheat and the radiator was going to boil over and you're going to be on the side of the road with a rag trying to get that cap off without blowing hot steam all over everybody. You never see people on the side of the road with cars overheated anymore.
And that was the worst part is because I had an older car. I had an 82 Toronado and I was just barely started driving. And I would have that problem with overheating. And to get it to cool down, you have to blast the heater full blast.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And so you're, besides it being, you know, 95 degrees outside, you're blasting the hottest air you can in your face while trying to lower the temperature.
I forgot about that. To let the heat out, you blew heat into the
cabin.
Yeah, into the car inside. Are you still with us? I guess you are.
Sorry. Okay. you're talking to me?
Yeah.
That's okay. Hey,
you're part of the club here.
We were sharing a group discussion.
I'm emailing customers. I'm texting employees. We don't stop here at Johnny Law and Love Chevrolet. Just because we got a little idle chatter in the background with you guys, you know, I mean, you've been doing this since what? Probably got there at 2:30 preparing for the show? I mean,
No.
2:30?
What? Are you kidding? I'm still sleeping.
That's the time you go to the dentist.
Yeah.
2:30.
2:30. That's a good one. Originally, it was a sort of a politically incorrect joke. What time does the Chinaman go to the dentist? Or 2:30. So we don't tell it that way anymore because it's politically incorrect.
You can't say China
anymore. Hey, do you have any idea? Does anybody ever buy a new car without air conditioning? I'm guessing yes. But no.
Really?
Okay.
Is that even an option?
I think you can.
It's not an option.
But don't, you have to almost ask to not be included.
To be built that way.
Yeah.
I don't think you can order a vehicle without air conditioning.
They used to build, not many, but a few cars, when they knew the market was going to be the hottest part of the country, with no heaters, because it never got cold enough. And I got in a friend's car, that Fort Hood, Texas. He had no heater in the car. I'd never seen that. No heat.
No heat?
No, he had air, but
they
no
probably
heat.
Still have that, I'm sure.
Oh,
in certain
places,
right?
Do you remember, and John, you probably did, remember the cars, the heater was the little flaps at the bottom on the floorboard that would draw the heat from the engine into the car.
That was only Volkswagen.
I don't know, Dan, if I would remember that, but I'm pretty sure that there's only one person in this group right now that remembers that. Thank you. Right?
I will tell you this, that when you, as most kids who did not have an air-conditioned car, when you pull that knob and open those vents on the floor and let that air come in from outside, was fantastic. And then you crank open, we called them the wings, those little windows, triangular window in front of the regular window, and you crank it open, and man, when you hit it, just like it's like a sail hit, and the wind would come gushing through. Yeah, that was great. And I begged my dad. We had a cracked windshield. I begged him to replace it with a tinted one, so the kids at school would think we had an air conditioned car. And when he would let me out, we'd roll the windows up. We're just dripping with sweat. But I wanted the girls to think we had money. And so if you had an air conditioned car, you automatically, the front window would be tinted with a darker part at the top. Remember that? It was real dark at the top. So I just said, just for a few minutes, Daddy, just roll up the window so that she'll think we have air conditioning. Yeah. How ridiculous.
How about seatbelts? There were no seatbelts.
I don't remember the year. I don't remember the first year, but it had to be early 60s, somewhere in there where they finally said, okay, from here forward.
The lap belts?
Yeah, it was just a lap belt. Mm-hmm. You have to have a seat belt. I do remember, oddly enough, the very first year for the rear deck taillight. Forget the two taillights, but that one above on the trunk or in the back window. 1986. That was the first. There were a few 85s where they had already redone the assembly line for them, but the first official year was 86. And one last one, I don't know why I know this. Yes, I do know why. There was a time when the front turn signal on a car, when you went to turn on the blinker, was white. And then they became amber. And that was 1963. Wow. And the reason I know it, we had a 62 Chevy Bel Air. And in 63, they changed it to amber. And I thought, now everybody's going to know our car is used. Oh. It's old. It's not brand new. So that was the year for the amber turn signal.
Year for the Corvette, Chevrolet Corvette.
I think 19.
I mean, not that I want to talk about Chevrolet's.
I think 53.
What was that, sir?
53, I think.
That's correct.
Whoa.
There you go, buddy. Yeah, you can't slip anything by you. I can tell you that much. Ooh, you're on it today.
Nah, I wish I knew more. I wish I knew more about cars.
We need a big, big, big day today. This is the last day of the big fast start event for the 4th of July. I know what you're saying. You're saying Londoff, the 4th of July was like almost a week ago.
That's exactly what I was just talking about.
Londoff, the 4th
here we still
July
continue to push those. Damn, I'm trying to talk right now.
Yeah.
No.
Oh. You know? Oh, man, just respect.
Yeah, I don't know what's gotten into you lately.
I was just repeating what you said.
I don't know.
Johnny's in pain. I'll just say. Yeah, he's working in pain. Sorry. He's been to the doctor. Okay. He's got a pain in his shoulder.
All right. I understand. All right. I'll give you that. But if you ever interrupt me one more time, Dan, I'm telling you what, I'm coming down there. It's going to be nasty.
I'm going to be in more pain.
Sorry, I don't know what got it. It must be the heat. Must be the heat.
It is.
Yeah.
You're normally nice.
Okay, I'm good. Good thing is, we're here late tonight. Unbelievable deals. $3,500 rebate on Malibu's. That goes away tonight at midnight. Please don't keep us here till midnight. $2,500 on Chevy Cruze. That goes away tonight at midnight. Don't keep us here, okay? 17% of MSRP on Sonic LTs. 17% on Silverado LT double cabs. Kids, this is crazy. Just great deals. Take advantage of the crazy pricing and have fun at the process. And thank you to Mr. David Jennings from Millstadt, Illinois.
Jennings.
A CM customer, bought another vehicle from us, and just want to say thank you very much. Talked to David today. Great guy, and many more. The Campbells, Bill and Wendy, buying another vehicle from us, AM and the PM. And there's so many, it's hard to mention them all. So let's just give you the phone number, huh?
All right.
314-837-1800. I beat you to it, buddy. 314-837-1800. And yeah, sport, I tell you, the email address here is wandup.com.
What is happening?
I don't know.
Yeah, sport.
He's used to,
I have one quick question, if you don't mind. Do you sell any pickup trucks anymore that aren't either extended cab or crew cab? It seems to me that every truck I see is extended.
Oh,
Do you sell just the front bench seat?
No. Yeah, we sell a lot of regular cab trucks.
Okay.
Primarily, I mean, for business.
Yeah.
For business. Yep.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to send, speaking of business, we're going to send you a bunch of it, okay?
All right.
All right, John.
Dan, if I was tough on you, I'm kind of sorry.
Kind of sorry.
Kind of. No, you're fine, John. You're fine.
That's kind of fine. Right. Thank you. Touchy. John Londo, if you know where the dealership is, the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270 North County, 24/7 at Londo.com. American Equity Mortgage, we're, I believe, in our 26th year having them sponsor this show, 52 weeks a year. And what's really interesting about that is that's how long they've been in business. The first year, they became part of the show, and they've been part of it ever since. There's only one way you can thank somebody for that kind of loyalty, and that is with your loyalty to the show by supporting the people that make it happen, like American Equity Mortgage. So when you are ready to buy a house and, you know, the mortgage thing is going to pop up unless you're paying cash for it, give them a shot. Give them a chance to get you an interest rate that'll make you love buying that house even more. When it comes time that you need money for something you don't have money for, and you're a homeowner, give them an opportunity to put that money in your banking account, in your hand, so that you do have the money you need, and that you have borrowed it the smart way, the low interest way. The interest is based on today's mortgage rates, which, even though there have been a couple of bumps and ticks upward, they're still very, very reasonable. And if you have any kind of decent credit at all, they'll make sure you get the best rate you can. That's called home equity loan. When you bundle up all your credit card debt and pay that off, that's debt consolidation. They're good at both. Very good. Let them show you how good they are and do it for you. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
Let's get another look at traffic with Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, they're still working with the accident on eastbound 5570 at Highway 159. Your jam up goes all the way back to Highway 255. We've got, looks like they just cleared an accident that was on westbound Highway 40 at Clarkson. Now, traffic is backed up from Timberlake Manor through Clarkson, but it's moving well down the hill towards Boone's Crossing. Another accident affecting southbound drivers on Clarkson at Clayton Road. You've got an incident on eastbound Highway 270 at Riverview. It's got things jammed back to Bell Fountain. Also, we're looking at northbound 170 stop and go from Natural Bridge up through Airport Road. westbound Highway 70. That's running a bit slow past the airport through Lindbergh and downtown. Eastbound 40 is now Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. Staples is the is your office away from your office with everything you need to print, scan, or fax. Access files from a USB, email, or the cloud. Use self-serve machines to get back to business. Staples, it's pro time. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Traffic reports when you need them, even in the middle of your workday. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Hi, this is Scott Mosby, and you're listening to Design Time with Mosby Building Arts. I'm with Brian Yunt, an architect at Mosby Building Arts. People sometimes come without a vision, but they have these photos. Does everybody really have a vision, or is it kind of a secret?
I think that's part of our job as designers, is to draw the vision out of people. Some have a really clear vision of what they want, and some just really have a hard time articulating it. And that's one of the great things about the 3D software we use. It's almost a virtual reality, and it's actually heading in that direction. And we can show people what the design is going to look like, and they can sort of imagine themselves in the space. And we can change cabinet styles, paint colors, countertop colors right there in front of them. And it's pretty powerful, and they really appreciate it. And then they know what they're getting when they hand over that first check for the deposit for construction. There's a lot more peace of mind knowing what they're going to get on the back end.
Thanks for tuning into Design Time with Mosby Building Arts. Please visit callmosby.com to schedule your appointment today.
Credit card debt is like quicksand. Once you fall into it, it's almost impossible to get out. That's because once they've trapped you, the credit card companies keep sucking you deeper into debt with outrageous interest rates and fees. But now you can pull yourself out of debt just by reaching for your phone and calling Credit Associates. If you owe $5,000 or more on your credit cards and you can't afford to pay off your debt, you don't have to. Let us settle your debt for a fraction of what you owe. We'll even show you how much you could save. For free information, call 1-800-900-1802. You can get completely free from debt faster than you ever imagined, without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee. You've got nothing to lose but your debt. So reach for your phone and pull yourself out of debt with this life-changing free information from Credit Associates. 1-800-900-1802. That's 1-800-900-1802.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winston,
Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee, whatever.
Tampa, Panama,
one day I'll learn it, I promise. I need just time to talk to the man who, he hasn't been everywhere, but he's working on it. His name is Bill Clevin. Brought to you, as so many things are, by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Now to take us somewhere, Bill Clevin.
Hey, y'all. How's it going?
It's going fantastic. You're in Iowa, I believe, correct?
Yep, in the great state of Iowa all week, doing book tour events up here. So I have a different event just about every night this week, meeting folks up here and talking about the book. And
yeah, every state. Somebody always says, the great state of Texas.
They're all great. He loses something,
though, when they're all great. And quite frankly, no offense to the Iowa people. I just, when I think of Iowa, I just think, like, Kansas, just blah, sort of, you know, nothing spectacular.
Well, you're the perfect audience for me because you're exactly the type of people I like to talk to.
Well, straighten me out.
Right. Well, I'm going to give you four things you can do in Iowa. There are a bunch, actually, but here are four I think you might enjoy. Field of Dreams is one. We'll talk about that for a moment. Dyersville, Iowa, right in the middle of nowhere. I have no idea. Actually, I heard the story at one time how they found this field for the movie, the 1989 Kevin Costner film. But you can go to the Field of Dreams. It's in Dyersville, Iowa. Play on the little baseball field. They've got a little deal where you can buy some T-shirts and this and that. But a real fun experience. Kids will absolutely love it. Also in Dyersville, they have the National Farm Toy Museum. So if you grew up in the rural part of Missouri or over in Illinois, you may have spent your childhood playing with, you know, John Deere tractor toys or other farm toy play sets. Here at this museum, maybe one of the biggest collections of farm toys in in the country. You walk into this place and you will not believe how many farm toys that they had. I did not grow up with the farm
and
toys.
I bet a lot of them are toy tractors, I'm guessing.
Tractors, lots of John Deere. You see that the green and yellow on all the stuff everywhere. It's very cool, though. Pella, Iowa. This is another little small town in Iowa that's very cool. A Dutch town, if you will. You go to the center of downtown after you take your a picture of yourself in the giant yellow wooden Dutch shoes. You want to be sure to stop into the local bakery for something they call a Dutch letter. Everybody in Iowa knows what this is, a Dutch letter. It's an S-shaped puff pastry dessert with this almond paste filling and sprinkled with sugar. They are very, very good.
That sounds good.
They are good. A well-known treat in Iowa. And the last thing I'll mention is in Dubuque, Iowa. I did this last summer, and it was really, really cool. So you go on this thing called a Swat River Tour. You take a ride in what they call a high-performance RIB boat. Do you know what that stands for?
Reston Bismarck. I don't know.
Rigged, hulled, inflatable. So these are the boats that are used by the Navy SEALs and the Coast Guard. You've seen them on the TV shows, you know, at Miami Vice or something like that. They are awesome. You get one of these, it's almost like a hovercraft out on the water. Very, very cool. You take a river ride up and down Mississippi River, about an hour-long tour. I've done a lot of these boat experiences. This is my favorite by far. This thing was so cool. And that's in Dubuque. So if you want some more, you can go to BillOnTheRoad.com, or you can follow me across the great state of Iowa at Facebook.com/BillOnTheRoad. I'm out of breath. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Okay. See ya.
The boy likes to travel.
Mm-hmm.
Bill brought you. And we said Pella. I thought he was going to say, you know, the window people. I had to cut him off because Bill's brought to you by Window World, number one selling replacement window in the United States. Now, I'll talk to all of you who have never been to Amini's and just say, what's the matter with you? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Personal invitation? Handwritten invitation? I know it's hot. They got air conditioning in the Amini's. This is one of those great places to go and escape the heat. And if you're kind of just hanging out, nobody cares. They don't care because you almost have to. Amini's is so big and it's so full of things you wouldn't think would go together. You wouldn't expect to find a $50,000 handmade very collectible and expensive area rug in the same place you'd find a jukebox, but they're under the same roof. And by the way, there are also lots of beautiful rugs that aren't that kind of money. They're a few hundred dollars, and they're spectacular. As big a rug collection as I have ever seen anywhere is at Amini's. And then, of course, the fun stuff, the pinball machines, the arcade games. Check their website because they're now in the furniture business big time, but only the finest furniture made in the world. And then it started with patio furniture, and they built such a great reputation selling only the best of the best. It's carried on through now to other rooms in the house. There's just nothing like it, and it's hard to describe. You please go in and tell them your AM and the PM. Take your time and look around and let the kids run and go nuts with free play on the arcade games and the pinball games.